This video isn't about the benefits of NoFap. It's about what I learned when I won against an addiction and how that got me a career in software engineering. I want to talk about something I call the binary reward process. And to understand it, let's go back to school. From 0 to 18, your life is spent in school, and we're taught to believe that how well we do in school is how well we'll do in life. And doing well in school is a binary reward process. You have a test in 3 months, study this book, and get good grades. There's a linear path to success. Success or pleasure is framed as binary. This makes us addicted to seeing fast results or expecting results as soon as we do something. We expect hard work to have an end date with a set reward. But life isn't like that. And that's the first way NoFap got me my career in tech. It taught me the concept of delayed gratification, which is the idea that success and rewards are always pushed back, whether by yourself or your circumstances. And this applies so much to programming, because when you first start out, you'll suck. You'll see a bunch of errors, nothing will make sense, and it'll go on like this for months, maybe years, until it clicks, and you'll grow, but you'll quickly hit a ceiling, and you're gonna have to restart that process all over again. Even when you're an engineer, you could spend hours working on a feature, and it doesn't work, or spend hours optimizing and writing a bunch of unit tests, and no one understands or appreciates when you're done. Going on NoFap drilled into my head that anything good in life doesn't come quick or easy, which brings me to the second lesson NoFap taught me, which is to work without purpose. I learned that I can do habits that progress my life without expecting a tangible reward. I could program, I could practice leak code for hours, I could self-study CS, and I would still suck. But it's way better to spend time sucking at good things than spending time on bad habits. So how did NoFap really help? It taught me persistence, to keep coding even when I sucked, to do interview problems even when I didn't have one scheduled, to network with people who probably can't get me a job, and all of this compounded over time to when I did get my first interview, I didn't have to stress because I spent so much time practicing and working without any expectations. Now, whether or not you agree with NoFap is up to you, but it helped me change my mindset from expecting good things to working on them every chance I get. Thank you for your time. I'm Big Box.